Here in Chattanooga, Reach One, Teach One, UCA, helps get children off the streets and onto the basketball court. Reginald Yearby, known as Coach Red, started the nonprofit, which gives his players a purpose, both on and off the court. Coach Red stopped by Scenic Roots.
Coach Red, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Wright.
Tell us how you came up with the idea of Reach One, Teach One.
I actually started maybe over 20 years ago when I was incarcerated in penitentiary. My thought was to figure out a way where I can give back to the community that I harmed so well, and I came up with Reach One, Teach One. And the concept of that is, if I reach one, teach him, he gonna go and tell a friend, and that's how the cycle starts.
And the way for you to reach them is basketball.
Yes, sir. Basketball is the car. Once we get them in the car, now we're starting to give them the skills that they need to get workforce ready to break the cycle, the generational curses that we have in our society today.
And what are some of those skills?
We give them soft workforce skills. We take them on what we call career ventures, where we take them on a variety of tours. We've taken them anywhere from the county jail. They've met the mayor. They met the judges on the right side instead of the wrong side, as I did. We also have been able to get them in the YCAP to express their way instead of bullets boxing. We've did a variety of on-hand speakers to give them the knowledge to know everything starts right now for your future.
So this is a lot more than just showing up to practice basketball and play basketball.
Yes, sir, because it's bigger than basketball. We can give them the game of basketball, but that doesn't mean that they're going to succeed in life. So with basketball comes knowledge and education.
Where does Reach One, Teach One serve here in Chattanooga?
We pretty much stretch all the way by me being on Highway 58 down into all the way across the south side of Chattanooga. We don't have a remote location. We just have kids that we gather all across the communities.
And then when they do practice and play basketball, where is that?
We partner with the Hope for the Inner City. They're one of the organizations that open up their doors to allow us to use their gym to practice. And we also held a summer camp there. And we also have a girls in leadership program because we forget about the girls. And we partner with my municipal congregation. Actually, it's right down the road from you guys. And they're one of the organizations that open up the doors as well and brought us in to break that diversity barrier.
And you've been running this program for a lot of years. What changes have you seen with the kids that you've looked after? What changes have you seen around them here in Chattanooga?
With the kids that we pretty much serve, you can tell because the kids that we try to reach are the kids that really don't have the basketball skills, or the mothers can't get them back and forth to practice. They can't afford these fees. So me and my partner, we pretty much a no-fee-based organization. We try to support from the kids, parents. And some of the things that we have shown, a lot of kids, we couldn't leave them alone 2-3 seconds without touching each other, fighting, fussing, and arguing. And now we've committed a brotherhood. So therefore, they stand up for one another. They are identified because everywhere we go, we have our T-shirts. We're branded. So there's not too many places that they cannot go while they're wearing this shirt and no one identify them with us.
And wearing that shirt, no one identifies them with a gang, which is a problem.
To some people, it may seem as odd, but we're the new modern gang on a positive way. Like you and I sitting here now is more than one person, so they'll consider us a gang. But if you're going to gather a bunch of brothers together, sisters, or whoever you're going to put together, long as you're pouring in positive instead of negative, because our thought process, eventually we want to get to the point where we have our own building, where we can give these kids the necessary resources 24/7, 365. Because you never know, at the middle of the night, they may tell them, go shoot your cousin, X, Y, and Z. So I want them to be able to pick up the phone, call us. We come and get you. We give you a safe haven for the night. When you wake up that morning, we're going to give you some knowledge and some books instead of a gun or a knife.
What challenges are these kids facing today, and what challenges are you facing in trying to continue to serve them?
One of the biggest challenges that our kids have, once we take them outside of their element, they have to come back inside of the same element once we release them. So that's one of the biggest challenges and the barriers is to try to keep the kids in the safe zone and make the streets safer. That's one of the things that they're aiming for the next upcoming year. And a huge challenge that we have as an organization will be funding and getting the necessary resources where we can establish ourselves as a building and become a household name organization.
And what response have you gotten from the broader community?
As far as the broader community, we have gained a bunch of community partners over the years. And they back us to a certain extent, but the main force of what we need the city of Chattanooga to really get behind us as a whole. We're not the only organization that's out here doing it, but the way we're doing it, we're out here in the trenches with them. On a day-to-day basis, you may see me in a variety of bad neighborhoods, as they say. But that's how we have to reach those kids. We have to go to where they are, pull them out of their element, and let them see another element.
What are you hearing from some of the other people who are, as you just said, are in the trenches doing similar work to yours when it comes to these kids?
I mean, it's basically the same thing. It's the barriers that we have. And a lot of them, they come about and say, for us, which is a given, our kids are hungry, our kids are cold, they don't have coats and jackets, but that's not the issue. We have to go deeper inside the issue. It starts within the home, because I'm from the inner city and I've raised my kids. I have five kids of my own, and I know what the mothers say about the father to the kids and such and such. So these are the problems that our kids have inside of their homes because of the father's not there or the mother's not there, or they have to deal with outside noise saying that they're not this or your daddy was that. So these are the mental issues that our kids are facing inside our communities.
And these are the things that are running through your mind as you are reaching out to each kid and trying to teach each one.
Yes, sir.
How do you balance that? Because you're more than a coach.
That's part of me and my partner and the whole organization as a whole. I mean, we're not coaches. We're life coaches. Half of these kids we may take home and they may spend the night with me over the weekend, or we may have a huge get together and we have all the boys and they're with us. So we're bigger than just coaching the game of basketball, because now we have to teach the kids the game of chess now instead of later, so they won't understand that they're just pawns. So these are the things that we're trying to facilitate and instill into our young men and women.
Where can people go online for more information and to help?
We have a Facebook page, Reach One, Teach One UCA, and we also have a website, reach-one-teach-one.business.site. Like I said, we have a fundraiser going on now on our Facebook page where if they need to, they can make a donation. And we have a holiday drive coming up this weekend, the 14th of December. Last year, we was able to impact six families, identify those that really needed the toys and the meals. And that's what we're doing again this year, and we're trying to at least double that number. The day of the drive, you can just come in and get haircuts. This year we're adding school supplies because we only think about these kids at the beginning of the school year. They need the necessary materials to finish. And also we're going to have a bunch of other resources there, a bunch of different other organizations as in myself that's trying to pour off into these kids and give them haircuts and necessarily tools to make them feel great about themselves so they can continue to school you.
All right, Coach Red, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Ray.
The Reach One, Teach One UCA Holiday Drive takes place on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Washington Hills Recreation Center.